Blog Talk Radio.
You.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Show. We're excited and delighted to be back over here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. I'm E-Man.
I am Mandy.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to We Talk Radio Network. It's a Sunday evening, a Sunday afternoon. Man, I think everybody throwed off with this. Ladies and gentlemen, we broadcast down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
Mm-hmm.
And the time went up. Went back or whatever they call it, daylight saving time. Everybody lost the hour, but man, people are. I ain't never heard so many people say they throwed off today.
right.
I guess they lost the hour of sleep and they just trying to get it together.
Are they trying to get it together?
Yeah. Well, welcome back over here on the E-Man After Show. You know, because we broadcasting it, you know, all around the globe, and the time have changed down here. You know, they call it daylight savings time,
mm-hmm.
and. Normally, probably when we come on at 9 o'clock, it's probably 8 o'clock somewhere.
Right.
Yeah, you know, over in Africa, it's 12. You know, it'll be 12 o'clock. You know, we'll be doing our shows at 12 o'clock over there.
Right.
Instead of 11, you know,
because
the time zones are different.
That's right.
Well, we're back. We're back for another great episode over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, tell you, it's been a blessed, marvelous day. It's been a blessed weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank all of you guys that join us each and every Sunday night. Over here on We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com.
Yeah, shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier.
Yeah, I want to shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier over there on the other side. You want to appreciate all you listeners over there on Southern Soul that go to Southern Soul and listen to the E-Man After Show,
mm-hmm.
just as well as We Talk Radio Network. But listen, if you want to follow us over here at We Talk Radio Network, we're on all social media. We're going to be talking a little bit about that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We're on all social media. You can go to www, all in one word, wetalkradio.com. And, man, you can, you know, log into there and go to We Talk Radio Network and listen to the show. But, man, we're on so many other different apps. You know, we're on so many different other platforms. Man, help me out over there.
Sure. So we are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, Castbox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, mm-hmm. YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Yes, Deezer. And so you guys can go to those apps and you can download those apps and listen. If it's an app out there you want us to be, because we got plenty more apps that we're on.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, them just a few of them that we read out every Sunday night. But we are on some plenty of other apps out there. But if it's some you want us to, you know, be on, let the We Talk family know.
Right.
We also have a YouTube channel over here. It's called, you can go to our YouTube channel. It's We Talk Radio Network. You know, you can like, you can share, you can make a comment, but man, if they need to subscribe, how do they do that?
So guys, just hit that, simply hit the subscribe button. Also, do not forget to hit the notification bell so you can be notified when the YouTube or We Talk Radio family upload new content.
Yeah, see, everybody throw it off.
Just a little bit.
You know, because normally it would be just 8 o'clock down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
Right.
Yeah, so we on the air a little early.
Well, it's actually 8 now, right?
No, it's 9 o'clock straight up.
Why is that?
It's 9 o'clock, and so, you know, we, but yeah, you know, the time went up 1 hour. It's not.
It's not confirmed.
We come on there at 9 o'clock.
I have to confirm. I don't know.
It's also real, boy. I tell you.
What did I miss? Like, what did I miss? I'm not understanding. Something happened. There was a disconnect. But I think we have not changed our clock in the studio.
Yeah, our clock,
because I looked up there and I saw 8 o'clock, and I'm like, it's 8 o'clock.
It's several clocks in this studio.
But I guess it makes sense that we normally do this show at 9. So
man.
All right, well.
But it's all good. You know, we got several clocks around the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the clock that I'm looking at is 9:05.
Well, why isn't mine corrected?
Because you didn't change it.
That's not my job.
But we want to thank all you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight. We're back for another great episode over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, shout out to all the women out there. Why? Because this, you know, March is Women History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And we're celebrating women.
We are.
And we're celebrating all the women. And I want to shout out to you, Mandy, and to all of you women that's making history.
Yeah.
You know, this is the month that we are celebrating the women over here on We Talk Radio Network on the evening after show.
Mm-hmm.
I want to kind of give you a little homage. Well, you know, with that being said, shout out to the owner, Miss Kia Davis. Miss Kia D. Want to shout out to her.
Yes.
Miss Kia D will be joining us next Sunday night.
Yes, she will.
Yeah, she will listen, because she has made history.
Yes, she has.
She has made history because We Talk Radio Network been in existence for 14, going on 15 years. In April, I believe it'll be 15 years that We Talk Radio Network been standing. Man, I tell you, she started it in 2010, and 14 years later, she's still going strong. So we're gonna have Miss Kia D to stop by the E-Man After Show next Sunday night. We'll get to interview her next Sunday night, talk to her about all the great things that's going on. You know, over here at We Talk Radio Network, all the upcoming things that's going on, it's a lot of great things that's going on. Just to talk to you guys about, you know, she'll just talk to you about, you know, what's been going on.
Right.
And we want to appreciate her taking out her time to come hang out with us over here on We Talk Radio Network. Why? Because it's Woman History Month, the month of March.
Mm-hmm.
And we just peacock proud and hyena happy to all our women that's just out there making it happen and doing the doggone thing.
Right.
You can always check Kia D out every Monday night. It's the Kia D Unplugged Show.
Mm-hmm.
Every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Miss Emily Blue and Miss Dion Lack. Brand new day. They're at 7 o'clock over here on We Talk Radio Network every Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Destin DeBrown, Friday Night Heights. All of that is coming back up.
All right.
Yeah. You know, you'll be able to listen. It's going to be something on the air for you all around the clock. I tell you, We Talk Radio Network is just on the move. And we're going to be talking to Miss Davis about a lot of great other shows that's coming to the network and a lot of great things that they have in plan for 2024.
So awesome.
Yeah, so awesome. We want to shout out to all of you personalities. We want to shout out to all of you that's tuning in by way of the network on tonight. Listen, if you want to listen to the show live or if you want to be a part of the live show, you can call us here at 563-999-3456.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can call in and listen to the show, and you can be a part of the show on tonight. Why? Because we're coming around the domino table tonight. We got an open mic night. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about on tonight, because tonight is open mic night.
It is.
Yeah, man. We want to shout out to Pastor Cheryl Brady.
Yeah.
Pastor Cheryl Brady preached down here in Dallas, Texas, at the Potter's House of Dallas this morning. Pastor Brady, you know, man, I tell you, ain't nobody like Pastor. Listen, Pastor Brady, she gonna get you it. She got a word in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, she can sing.
She can.
But ain't nobody. When Pastor Cheryl Brady get the mic, because he like, 26 years ago, Pastor Brady was actually the praise team leader. When Potter's House first started, she was the leader for Josiah.
Okay.
That's the praise team, Potter's House, Dallas. And she was the director of the praise team in the early years when we started over at the Potter's House. And but she's a worshiper, you know. That Pastor Brady can worship, sing and worship.
She
preached today for us over at the Potter's House of Dallas. You know, being built for a storm, stronger than the storm. I think that was the name of her sermon, Stronger Than the Storm.
Mm-hmm.
And she said a word. So shout out to you, Pastor Brady. Why? Because we're celebrating Women History Month over here on the E-Man After Show.
That's right.
Man, I tell you, shout out to you, Dr. Amanda, sitting over there with Mandy the Mentor International, all the great things you got coming up.
Right.
Yeah, we want to appreciate all of you women out there that's just doing the doggone thing. And so next Sunday night, we'll have the owner of We Talk Radio Network. We'll be interviewing Miss Kia Davis.
We will be.
Be talking to her about all the great things that's going on. Man, let's just do a little recap from last Sunday night.
Yes, let's do a recap from last Sunday night. So last Sunday night, we had Pastor Victor Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he brought the word on last Sunday night.
Yeah.
He came from Romans 1:18-32. He talked about the wrath of God.
Yeah, he talked about the wrath of God. That's... Yeah, Pastor Jackson, he's the proud pastor over there, Building the Kingdoms Community Church. That's
mm-hmm.
over in Cedar Hill, Texas.
Yes, it is.
Those of you that's down in the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex that know where Cedar Hill is, yeah, Pastor Jackson, he came on with it. We're going to shout out to him once again. Thank him for taking out his time to come and
yes.
teach us on the E-Man After Show.
Awesome message. Just, awesome
yes,
message.
Yeah, he put it in a great perspective. And, yeah, he talked about the wrath of God, huh?
Yes.
And, you know, it was a great dialogue in the way, you know, the way he went about it. You know, people were able to ask questions and, you know, just dialogue in the teaching.
Right.
And so thank you, Pastor Jackson. If you're out there listening on the network, on the phone line tonight,
yes.
they are coming in on the network, both networks. The time ticker is going off. The phone line is beginning to light up. Yo, it's 9 o'clock, y'all.
I know. It's not 8 o'clock. Some people are a little sleepy tonight.
Yeah, you know, it was Pastor Brady saying that she doing a message. She said, I'm going home because, you know, you get up an hour early, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you normally get up at 3, man, look at her.
Ooh, do I need to get up early in the morning?
So all of you that lost that hour, you know, you might as well get your body. But you know what concerns me about all that, man? We've been doing this forever.
We have.
It ain't like this just, you know, daylight savings time just
I know,
started.
But it's just, it does something to the body. I think a lot of it is in the psyche also.
Exactly.
It does something to the body. It's like, oh.
Why? Because I can remember daylight savings time when I was a little boy. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So y'all ought to be used to it now, people.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, we get more daylight and less nights and more daylight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I like your opposite though. I mean, mm-hmm. it's all good. I'm mm-hmm. grateful for the change, but I like the winter season.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we're in the spring, and so you know, those of you that lost that hour of sleep, you have to gain it sometime. Come home, take your nap in the evening time.
Right.
Yeah, and so want to talk, you know. Those of you that's out there, hold on, I'm reading some notes that's coming through. Never mind. But we're on the E-Man After Show tonight. We'll have an open mic night tonight. Also tonight, man, we got Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell tonight.
We do. We
mm-hmm.
do.
We got his segment going on tonight. It's at 9:35 and 10:35, right?
Yes, it is.
And if you, last Sunday night we had Bible study, right?
Uh-huh.
And so tonight is Fred Bell at 9:35 and 10:35.
Yes. So if you guys want to, if you want to be encouraged, make sure you're on the line. Invite somebody to listen to the Encouragement for Your Soul by Fred Bell. You will be truly blessed.
Yeah. And so, man, we're excited to be back here tonight. We 1 hour early. All our people that's on that 8 o'clock pass.
Uh-huh.
If you log in another hour, we'll get ready to go off the show.
Right.
But no, the time ticker is going off slowly on tonight. You know, I see people coming in. You know, because everybody got to get adjusted, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, it's the E-Man After Show. We're back tonight, man. We're back for another great episode. It's open mic night. Listen, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. You know, but I got a couple of things I want to talk about. You got anything you want to talk about tonight, man?
I'm following the conversation.
Well, you know, once again, in March is the woman. When was that? Friday? This past Friday was National Woman's Month.
Yes.
International Woman Month Day this past Friday night, but the month of March, all month long, we'll be celebrating women of history.
Okay.
That's making history.
Yes.
In some type of way, if you're a mother, you're a woman out there, you're writing a book, you whatever you're doing, man, I tell you, you know, you're making history.
Yes, you are.
And so keep putting your foot toward, you know, put one foot in front of the other and keep making it do what it do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we'll be talking to Miss Kia Davis. And then, too, I want to shout out to our Congress lady. You know, our Congress lady over there in Texas 30th District, Congress Jasmine Crockett.
All right.
Over there in Washington. Listen, that sister there, boy. She down here from the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex. Listen, Miss Jasmine Crockett, She's a fireball up there in Washington.
She is.
Yeah, you know, I heard someone say she fit those shoes well. We lost Edith Bernice Johnson, the late Edith Bernice Johnson,
mm-hmm.
and she took over her district, right?
Mm.
And Congressman Crockett, listen, she ain't nothing to be played with up there in Washington.
That's right.
She gonna take it like a TIE.
Yes, she is.
You know, and to those of you that, you know, election is getting ready to come up. We just did the Super Tuesday, and general election is coming up, and, you know, you might want to call her office. Why? Because it might be because she's representing us up there in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can always call her office. You can go to tx30.us contact. You can go there and contact Jasmine Crockett team over there. Or you can call her at 214-922-8885. That's the Texas number. Or you can call 202-225-8885. That's the number in Washington. You got anything. She said, if you got anything that you need me to straighten out, because she's working for her people.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, you want to give her a call, because all them potholes we got in the street out there, you know, those of you down here in Texas, and, you know, they don't build so many doggone freeways down here. I tell you, you know, if you don't know your way around down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you'll get lost.
That's right.
Yeah, I thought L.A. was bad. But, yeah, shout out to Jasmine Crockett. You know, there's another woman making history.
Yes, it
and
is.
She's a young woman, too.
She is. She's 42.
42 years old, a mm-hmm. young woman, you know. She's our congresswoman.
Yes, she is.
She's representing Texas well.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she's doing the doggone thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, I got a couple of things I want to talk about on tonight I want to put out there on the table.
Okay.
You know, we want to talk about those of you that's coming in on the phone lines are beginning to light up. Those of you that's coming in around the domino table tonight on the E-Man After Show. We want to put a couple of topics out there tonight. We want to talk about this tonight. You know, remember that Super Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
We had a social media outage.
We did.
Yeah, everybody was waking up there. I thought it was something wrong with my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, I didn't have Facebook. I didn't have none of that. And I was like, and they kept sending these messages out, like they changed my password. First, I thought it was a hacker.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was like, oh, man, somebody trying to hack into my phone. And so they kept. Asking me, you know, to create a password.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kept deleting it because I know I wasn't trying to change anything.
Right.
And then it was like, you know, they kept asking me, was this me? Me with my smart self. I started like, oh, hacker. I was trying to text them back just saying. But for about, what, 10 or 15 minutes, social media was down. You had either Facebook was down, IG was down, TikTok, all the social media went down.
Mm.
You know, and we kind of thought it was some hackers, and but it was an outage. And, you know, 2 weeks before that, AT&T was down.
Yes, and they continuously go down, AT&T.
And so, you know, some people are thinking, you know, because it was Super Tuesday, was people trying to throw the votes.
Mm.
Then some people thought it was a hacker, you know. And so over there in New York, you know, they got this, you know, I pulled some audio. I want to go to some audio that they was doing over there in New York, you know, just really, really kind of set the tone of what we're talking about on tonight.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to this audio on Channel 2 at CBS News over there in New York. I want you guys to listen to this, and we'll come back right after this.
Because people couldn't stop watching their phones on Tuesday as their social media scrolls were interrupted. If you had trouble with your Instagram or Facebook accounts yesterday, you're not alone. More than half a million social media users experienced outages after the parent company Meta says they had a, quote, technical issue. This marks the second significant outage of a major company just 2 weeks following AT&T's widespread issues. Joining me now to get a better insight is Brawl Heaty, consumer tech reporter for CNET. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So first AT&T, now Facebook and Instagram. How concerned as a user and consumer should we be when major companies like these experience outages?
Yeah, this is something that just happens, and it seems to happen more often. These are, you know, this is a global outage we're seeing. It's not so common that these things happen, but when they do happen, like the last time this happened with Meta was a couple years ago, it's such a big deal because it's how we connect with people, and Meta owns so many platforms like Facebook and Instagram, and thankfully WhatsApp was okay, because I think if it wasn't, that would have affected a lot of people who rely on that to communicate. But it was a big deal also because of the presidential primaries, and that's how a lot of people reach voters. Thankfully, this outage was only a couple hours, so the impact wasn't too bad.
But you make a good point. This happening on Super Tuesday, one of the biggest voting days across the nation, even though the outage didn't last long, how could it have impacted maybe the way campaigns reach out to voters?
This would have been a huge blow if it had lasted throughout the day. The outage that happened a couple years ago lasted for about 6 hours. Thankfully, this one was a lot shorter, but it would have really been a blow. I think a lot of people would have been very suspicious if it had lasted that much longer. So I think Meta definitely dodged a bullet there in solving it very quickly. But it does present that issue of this is how people connect and this is how people reach voters and connect with their followers just in general.
And if this happens again, what could social media users do to maybe better protect their privacy?
Moments like these are a really good reminder to make sure that you have all the security measures in place that you can. A lot of people were concerned that they'd been hacked because they couldn't log into their account. So this is a really good time to just go into your settings, make sure you have things like two-factor authentication set up. So if anyone tries to hack into your account, you will be alerted. So it's just a good time to be reminded of all that.
Bharal Hiti, consumer tech reporter for CNET. Thanks so much for talking with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and so that's the report. You know, all the news channels or major news channels are reporting. You know, very interesting that will happen on Super Tuesday. You know, because, you know, they nowadays with all the presidential elections getting ready to come up, because this was our local election, you mm-hmm. know, putting senators and judgment, you know, for judges and all of those type council members. This is what this election was about. And so hopefully you guys went out and voted, you know, because you need that representation. You know, when Pookie get in trouble, don't, you know, you won't go down there and vote. You know, we putting the wrong people in office, you know what I'm saying? And we want you guys to make sure you follow this election, because this upcoming election is very, very important,
mm-hmm.
you know. Why? Because we got Donald Trump back on the ticket.
We do. We do.
Which is ain't nothing wrong with that, but we got Donald Trump back on the ticket. And but they, you know, they begin to report. It was just strange how AT&T went out 2 weeks ago.
Right.
They was having an outage, and then all of a sudden. So, you know, it just makes me wonder what would happen if social media went away.
I mean, people were a little, like, upset. Like, people were upset because. Mm-hmm. You know, Facebook was, and it was, let's just clarify, it was Facebook and Instagram.
It was TikTok, and by the way, TikTok sent a, TikTok is, by the way, those of you that don't know, TikTok sent a whole big, on your TikTok, they'll keep sending out these deals asking you, because Congress is getting ready to ban TikTok,
mm-hmm.
and on TikTok, they are sending out for you to call in and ask Congress and not to allow them to ban TikTok.
So question, are mm-hmm. they trying to ban the platform mm-hmm. in its entirety
yes.
or certain content?
No, they're trying to ban the whole platform.
Oh, interesting.
And they keep popping up on my phone, seem like every five minutes, because they're asking you to call in, and that's why it's important that we have these, you know, because these senators up there, boy, I tell you, it ain't no joke. But yeah, you know, with Instagram going down, TikTok going down, and all social media went down for about 10 minutes.
I was told that mm-hmm. Instagram and Facebook went down, but TikTok was still up and running.
Yeah, no, they went down just as well. And so it's very, very interesting, you know, how that's happening. So at the end of the day, you know, listen, guys, you know, this is one of the ways that, you know, we vote. Not that we vote, but, you know, these are the platforms that they normally use to vote, you know, or normally use to advertise to vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they send a lot of, you know, you're going to get a lot of advertising out there on social media. So having that outage is pretty interesting. But then,
right.
You know, we understand this is a great election that's coming up.
It
you
is.
Know, a very important election that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And the buzz talk around the streets today, all around the globe, everybody's talking about, you know, Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Mm-hmm.
And people are talking about Minister Louis Farrakhan because they want to know, do we feel like Minister Louis Farrakhan is endorsing or supporting Donald Trump?
Mm.
And I want you guys to check this. I want you guys to check this audio out just as well. Let's check this audio out.
Interesting. Listen to this.
Mr. Trump is an anomaly.
he's someone that doesn't fit the norm. You expected a man to be like the other presidents. You wanted him to be more presidential. He's so transparent. You wanted him to put on a suit and act dignified, like the thieves and robbers that dress in suits and tell lies. You wanted him to be like that. And you're angry because he's your reflection. He's an anomaly. You can't make him what you desire him to be so that you can say, oh, that's my president. He wasn't made that way. God has him here. What did you say, Farrakhan? Do you think that God is not interested in who is president of the United States of America? Especially when it's out of the time of evil? It's in our time now?
Mr. Trump, he's like a gangster. Just a minute, you know. If so-and-so says, I bombed the you-know-what out of them. Huh? Well, then, man, this guy here. And you know what? He's real.
Yeah. And so, he's like a gangster. Minister Louis Farrakhan said, he's like a gangster, you know. But, what do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen, that's on the phone line, that's on the network on Southern Soul? That's what we're putting out there on the domino table, you know. Do you think that's an endorsement? Is he supporting Donald Trump? Do you think he's endorsing Donald Trump? Do you just think he's just, you know, speaking out how Donald Trump is? You know, because we all know what's going on with Donald Trump, but, you know, he's on the ticket this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, let's talk about it around the domino table on tonight. What are your thoughts? What do you think about the topics that we're putting out, social media outage and Donald Trump, Minister Louis Farrakhan speaking on Donald Trump? You know, is that going to sway people to, because it kind of sounds like that, you know, and so you start having these kind of conversations, it kind of sounds like some of them been discussed in the boardroom mm-hmm. behind closed doors, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And so to you guys that's calling in on tonight, listen, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. It's the E-Man After Show. And if you want to join the conversation live, you can hit option one. You can, it flags us and we'll bring you in and give us your opinion, what your thoughts are. What do you think about the outage that we have had on Super Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
You know, was there something to that? You know, what was going on with the outage with social media? And what do you think about Minister Louis Farrakhan have shared about Donald Trump? You know, are we making something out of that, or are we reading into it, or is Minister Louis Farrakhan trying to tell us something we don't know? Call us up tonight. Let's talk about it. It's the E-Man After Show. We want to thank all you guys that's on the phone line. Man, let's take a break, and then we come back out of this, well, we come back out of our segment. We'll come back in and guess what? We'll be around the domino table, and we'll get into the conversation. Y'all guys keep it locked. It's the E-Man After Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose. That's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore, Mama.
Can't do apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desires. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she won't let me sleep until I make it known that I'm paying my own bills. I'm making my decisions. I do just what I feel, trusting my do what I gotta do as a woman. Please know you've shown me how.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm cool, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just calling because I had a few things on my mind. It just don't feel like it's gonna work out between us.
What you trying to say, baby?
I just don't know. It's a feeling inside of me, you know?
Baby. Wait, baby.
Every now and then, the night falls, and I lay in bed like I did as a kid, hoping and praying and hoping and praying that my mama would call. Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes I still lose my way. Forgive me, mama, for my grown-up days. Sometimes I need to hear you say, I ain't gonna tell you wrong. I've been your mama this long. Just give God your hand. Baby girl, he understands. Said it's alright now. Hold your head up, child. The sun will shine.
Pointing fingers, playing the blame game. And everybody wants change, but we won't change, man. Take a look inside your heart and see. But when you start to weep, remember there's another mother out there crying that can't sleep. Her tears falling down and her knees on the ground. But the world's still going around. And I just wanna know, when is the world gonna wake up? They say each one teach one. But let's step it up to another level, and each one help one, and we can all make it better. A young brother on the corner slanging rocks, and another young brother with HIV in shock. And we ask, when is this madness gonna stop? We wanna cry, but we gotta pray. And everybody asking, how can we save the day? And there's only one way. We gotta help each other, and there's no other way. And I just wanna know, when is the world gonna wake up? Why do my heart cry, my be free. Seeking for a change, but everything remains a part of me, and I cry, but my body receives no pain, because my soul is the one that aches. Suffering and atonement for the sins that my mind created, my body commits, but my body has forsaken my soul, as well as my mind keeps going astray. My faith in God is my soul's only comfort, saving me from my sins, for sometimes overtakes me. But I find comfort in the words of God, that all have sinned. But still, sometimes I wonder, why do my heart cry? How could it be, and what makes it so? And then I realize that my mind suffers from its every illusion and its every thought, and my eyes, for everything they see, they be taken. But who am I, and what am I except a soul with faith? And is every hope in God? But still, sometimes I wonder, why do my heart cry? When is the world gonna wake up? I just wanna know. Everybody pointing fingers, and everybody playing the blame game, and everybody wants change, but we won't change, man. Take a look inside your heart and see. But when you start to weep, remember there's a mother out there crying that can't sleep. Her tears falling down and her knees on the ground, but the world's still going round. And I just wanna know.
You are now tuned in to encouragement, for your soul.
Thank you for joining me for the encouragement for your soul. And tonight, do you feel like you're in a constant battle? Meaning each and every day you have to fight. Fight about something. Fight at the job. Fight at home. Fight the kids. You're just battling, battling, battling. The other day I was listening to a TikTok segment, and a woman had lost her son. And she said something that it really didn't make any sense. I understand that she was mad, but we have to understand sometimes when we go through things, when God allows us to be tested and he tests our faith, God gives his hardest battles to his strongest soldiers. She was saying that she didn't want that battle. And when she said that God gives his strongest, his hardest battles to his strongest soldiers, she said that God was false, that he doesn't do that. And she didn't want that battle. She didn't want that fight. But did you know, if there's someone out there that's feeling that same way, that God gave them a battle that's too hard for them? Did you know in order to fight hard battles, you have to be strong? You have to have courage. You have to have strength. You have to have integrity. And you have to have the ability to understand what is wrong and not ignore the seriousness of the situation, which can lead to a serious spiritual consequence. When we look at Psalms 29 and 11, it says the Lord gives strength to the people, to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Now, we have all faced many battles in life. We're probably dealing with some battles right now. We dealt with sickness. We dealt with death. We dealt with people, finances, etc. So we have been trained for whatever comes our way, knowing that our strength comes from the Lord, and he gives us peace and calm to know that we will be victorious. So if you have been through anything, or if you're going through, guess what? God chose you to be one of his fighters. Because we are all soldiers in the army of the Lord. God is training us. He's training our faith muscle to take on these battles when they come. Did you know when God allows you to go through a test or a trial, he's only training you for what you're going to go through in the future? Because he knows who you are. God knows the faith you have inside of you. So when he trains us, he's training us for something to be upcoming. And let's go a little deeper in that. When you join the military, whether it's the Army, the Marines, the Navy, Air Force, whatever it may be, they train you for future battles. They don't train you for the battle right then. They train you for the battles that may upcome. That's the same thing that God is doing for us. So if you're going through a battle right now, God is only testing your faith. He's building that muscle. He's strengthening you. And I want you to know that God gives his hardest battles to his strongest soldier. And he chose you as one of his strongest soldiers. So I ask you to stay encouraged to know that God will not only fight with you, but he will fight for you. Amen. And you heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Hi, I'm actress Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Oh, yes, it is E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Amen. That's, ladies and gentlemen, that was Fred Bell. Encouragement for yourself.
Yeah.
You should be equipped for the battle.
That's right.
For every storm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, we appreciate you guys coming in on the phone lines, coming in on the network tonight. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back for another great episode tonight. Man, we're around the domino table. It's open mic night on tonight, but I, you know, did put a couple of questions out there, a couple of things that that's been on the wire all week long. Not everyone, but, you know, mainstream media was talking about the social media outage, you know, that happened Super Tuesday. Do you think it was a hacker? Do you think something was going on? What's your opinion? Call us up here at 563-999-3456. Let's talk about it around the domino table on tonight. And then, you know, Minister Louis Farrakhan, you know, he made a statement about Donald Trump, you know. Do you think he supported Donald Trump? Do that sound like support of Donald Trump or endorsement? Or what do you think? Do you think something is going on in the boardroom? Call us up. We see you guys standing by on the phone line tonight. Welcome to the E-Man After Show. Pull up a chair. We're around the domino table. Some people have hit option one. Let's bring some of these callers in and let's talk about whatever you guys want to talk about on tonight. Last four numbers, 1111. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
Yeah, this is Maj. How y'all doing?
We're doing just great. What's your name again? I can barely hear you.
This is Naj.
How you doing, Naj? We're doing just great, man.
Yes.
Happy Sunday to you, brother.
Just Naj. Happy Sunday to you, too. Yeah, just Naj, N-A-J. That's all.
Okay. Well, man, you want to make a comment on what we're talking about on tonight?
Yes, sir. So the first thing with the social media thing, remember, you're talking about Meta. You're talking about Facebook and Instagram. Both of those are owned by your boy over there at Facebook. So these are under his umbrella, and it's not as simple as a hack. More than anything, it's you got all hands on deck, and some of these things are difficult to handle, especially when they have heavy traffic, like on an important day like Super Tuesday. Because remember, these are global companies. So this is all over the world. You know, all your servers, all your engineers, everybody who has to handle everything has to handle everything. Now, the second part of this that people aren't talking about is this week or last week, the EU, that's European Union, they made a law to where these companies, social media companies, cannot combine your data if you're on one of them and use it as an advertisement for another one, meaning if you're on Facebook, they can't use your data on Instagram and other places to try to sell you stuff with ads. So they had to do a whole lot of changing up things this week too. So that's possibly a good reason why, you know, they had the outage. And you know, like you said, a hack is always possible. Because if a hack happens, they're not going to tell us they were hacked. Because that's it wouldn't be good for business. So just overall, you're just looking at them being overwhelmed and having to deal with some global issues, especially that European thing, because that's something Americans probably need to think about too. When did we sign up for people to sell our data? We signed up for Facebook. We didn't read that terms and conditions. Hell, you would need three lawyers to help you read it if you wanted to.
For sure.
So because of that, they were able to they were able to sell your data. So that's something Americans can kind of get into and say, hey, we kind of want that too. We don't want you to be able to just sell our stuff and not compensate us or consult us on who you're selling our data to just so they can try to make a buck off us.
Good point.
Yeah, your second question about Brother Farrakhan, I think Brother Farrakhan is just being himself. I think what he said, like if you read between the lines where he said, if you look at Trump, you're holding up a mirror to a big part of this electorate. I think that's the most, you know, important piece of that there. Because I think Farrakhan is saying, this is who y'all actually are. Y'all try to present yourselves as something else, but this is who y'all actually are. And not only did y'all take this disgraced man as y'all's, you know, hero, y'all willing to ride with him even after all of the damages. So I just think Farrakhan's just holding up that mirror. I don't think he's picking a side because I think he looks at both sides as, you know, corrupt and anything you want to say about him. But, that's a good question to bring up, man. I'm glad you brought up that audio.
Well, you know, that's... both of them are very good points. You're making two good points. And that's all, you know, we just want your opinion, you know. Why? Because, you know, each and every person sees it a different way. And, you know, you got those out there, you know, they'll run with it. Man, what's going on with Farrakhan? But, man, we thank you for your opinion tonight. Won't you hang on for a minute? I'm going to bring some more. If you don't mind, if you got time, you want to hang out with us a little bit tonight, night?
Yeah, I hang out with y'all, yes.
Hold on. Let's bring another caller in around the domino table. Let's see who this is. Last four numbers 7086. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
It's G Shed, man.
Hey, G Shed, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Oh man, we blessed, black, and highly favored, unapologetic about it tonight.
Doing good. Thank you.
Well, man, unapologetic about it, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, man, Louis Farrakhan, he didn't say much, man. He didn't really say much. I wasn't thinking about hacking or anything like that. But he didn't say much. Don't sound like he endorsed Trump either, you know, just being straightforward about the question or listening, you know, because, you know, he didn't say much. He just said just like he pointed the finger at the end of all of them like that if you ask him.
You know, it's a whole lot more to that audio. That's just part of it. You know, that's just a little snippet of the audio. And if you really listen to the whole audio, you know, you'll probably be like a lot of other people that's, what is he really saying? That's just, you know, we just pulled that, had that pull, you know, just to... you know, for the sound bite, but just even in that, you know, most people just feel like, you know, there's something going on that we need to know about. But we got Naja on the line. What do you think about what he was saying earlier?
Well, say, like I was saying, he was thinking real big, hacking and everything, man. You know, the brother mentioned, Naja mentioned hacking and media.
Yeah, that's because we got two questions out there, Mr. Shear. We got two questions. We played the audio for social media. That's what he was speaking on, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, they mentioned it in audio, you know, about hackers, you know. So that's what he was talking about just as well.
Speaking of the technology side of the deal. I'm just speaking from a man perspective, you know. If I was Mr. Farrakhan, the Honorable Mr. Farrakhan, you know, I probably would have said the same thing. And, you know, I'm just listening to the question that you asked about condemning him or him supporting Trump, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think he's supporting Trump. He may be, you know, because a man has the right to vote for what he, for who he chooses.
Well, listen to my question. You know, we're not condemning him. The question is, you know, what is your opinion? You know, we didn't say Farrakhan is supporting him. We didn't say that he you know, is endorsing him. The question is, what do you think about what is this an endorsement? Because, you know, we're not all monolithic and we don't all think alike. So at the end of the day, everybody's opinions are matter. So my question is, you know, from the audio and from what I'm listening to, the question is, once again, do you think it's an endorsement? If you're saying no, that's cool. If you're saying yes, because everybody has their opinion, that's the question on the floor. You know, we're not condemning him, you know, at all. Go right ahead.
I ain't listened to just the audio that you played just a minute ago, to be honest with you. I ain't listened to it. I've been busy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to just a little bit that you played a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of things been said. I've been listening. We've been talking. And mm-hmm. he was saying, you know, like Malcolm X said,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the chicken come home the roost. Look at the man in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like you were saying, all like, you know, it's so many. It's so much going on. And to be mm-hmm. honest with you, racism is not new. It's not going away.
Right. Oh, sure, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But however, you know, Trump wasn't a bad president. He just got a criminal record, I believe.
90 indictments, right?
He just, you know, he just flamboyant or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, Farrakhan said he like a gangster.
Huh?
I said, Mr. Farrakhan said he like a gangster. He said, this guy
yeah,
here or something.
Mm-hmm. You can't mess with Trump. You can't mess with Trump. When he go in, he the law, the judge, the jury, and everything, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, hey.
Yeah.
You know, he's a hell of a guy, man. For real.
But Nas, what do you think about what G.C. is saying, sir?
Yeah, I mean, I could get where he's coming from, especially with Farrakhan, because the nation has always been apolitical. They never decided that they're going to ride with a party. That's something that they've always rolled with. And I just think Brother Farrakhan was just laying out, like, look, this is what it is. This is how raggedy both of these parties are. And,
for sure.
You know that old thing they used to say, hey, you're voting for the lesser of two evils. Well, if you keep voting for the lesser of two evils, what do you end up with eventually? So I just think Brother Farrakhan was just laying that out. But as far as 45 in general, man, he's just a raggedy con man. A raggedy con man that got over in a way that no con man has ever gotten over. No con man has ever gotten an office that high. So my man just want to roll with it, and that's just what it is. So he got cases everywhere pending, and he's trying to run out the clock so he can pardon himself. So, I mean, that's the game right now.
We're trying to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, man, y'all making some good points, you know, and we're listening over here on the E-Man After Show around the domino table. This is what we trying to do, bring men to come around and just, you know, give their opinions. There is no wrong answer. There is no right answer. You know, these are our opinions, and you brothers are spitting them out. To that person that's listening around the globe tonight, it's the E-Man After Show. We got a couple of questions on the table, you know, to have the dialogue, you know, because at the end of the day, I agree with both of you guys. You know, so Farrakhan always been like that. I mean, but, you know, if you follow the minister, you know he ain't just talking off the top of his head, you know. Before he hit the microphone, you know, that voice there, you got to pay real close attention to what's being said and read between the lines, because he's sharing some stuff that we would never see, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just think that, you know, he letting them know, at the end of the day, he's a reflection of all of y'all up here in Washington, D.C., you know, because, I, you know,
for a guy to have 90 indictments and still able to, because, you know, they just voted him to be on, what was the young lady just dropped out, just dropped the election, just dropped out? What's her name that was
Nikki
running?
Haley.
Nikki Haley. You know, she
yeah.
just dropped out, you know, at the end of the day. You know, somebody, were they trying to come up against Trump? Because, you know, Trump just straight up, he going to let you. He say, listen, all you just trying to indict me, you better not let me get in the White House. I'm coming for you. He just straight out tell you. You
he
know what
get
saying?
Out here. They're going to be in trouble. They're going to be in trouble. I don't think he's going to make president, though. He'll make a good run for it like last year.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
you don't think he'll make it this year?
Nah, man, you know, people ain't going to be able to. You know, they got, you know, God is on you know, whoever wins, you know, it's, you know, it's like, you know, Trump, and it's like slavery, right? God or Damus, really. You know, whoever wins, I say.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
But,
well, man,
either way,
I appreciate
like now they're saying it's the lesser of two evils, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I know Biden kind of stuff. It ain't nothing stuff about Trump.
Well, for sure that. you know. And so it's going to be interesting, you know, because, you know, I'm on the other spectrum. I think if Trump get on the ticket, I think he's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he'll be in there.
Mm-hmm. He might even, man. It's going to be a fight because look at him. They done already double tore down the White House. I mean, you know. They ain't playing no games. And you see the crowd, you see kidding, man. Everywhere he go, it's a whole bunch of people.
Yeah. You know, because the Democrats, man, they so soft. You know what I'm saying? I mean, geez. You know, but
well, I mean, Trump has a chance because that situation
mm-hmm.
over
yeah.
in Israel, like you
yeah.
go look at Michigan where them folks said, look, man, you let this happen over there to them people and we ain't going to vote for you no matter what happens. So
mm-hmm.
the Dems can't
right.
win without Michigan. They can't win without Georgia, certain states where these
right.
people are saying, look, man, you see all these people dying over there and you sending them money and sending them weapons and you ain't going to do nothing. So some of these people who voted for Biden last time will walk out. And then the other topic that you talked about earlier, what the H-E double hockey sticks, I don't know how, this is a Christian show, I want to be careful.
No, you can say whatever you want. yeah.
Is mm-hmm. Biden doing, talking about getting rid of TikTok? If mm-hmm. you get rid of TikTok, them young folks ain't going to come vote for you, man.
For sure.
And those are the folks that got you over the line last time. So
mm-hmm.
make them young people mad if you want to. They're going to stay
sure.
home, and then Biden going to see.
Yeah, you're making some good point, you know. Well, ladies and gentlemen, around the domino table, we're around the domino table. We're talking to the young men. They're sitting in. We're just having our opinion and our conversation on, you know, the social media outage that happened this week on Super Tuesday. And then we're talking about Mr. Donald Trump. He made us, Mr. Farrakhan, he just gave his opinion. Some people begin to say he's changing. He's endorsing Donald Trump now. No, he's just telling you like a T.I. is, you know. And we're talking about it tonight. And we see you guys coming in on the phone line. Listen, the phone lines are lit up tonight. If you guys want to be a part of the conversation, come in and make your opinion or give your opinion. You know, you can hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation. Why? Because our opinions matter, and we want to make sure you guys get out and vote. You know, this is a very, very important election that's coming up, and I think our voices need to be heard. I don't think we need to, you know, as one show reports, you know, be on the couch this year. you think a lot of us going to sit out at home on the couch this year, fellas? You think we're going to get out and vote?
Yeah, we're going to vote.
We're going to vote?
yeah, we're going to vote. Might as well.
Okay.
It's our voice,
yeah.
right? I believe
right.
in voting.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
I
think we as black people are going to vote. But like I said, when you get into those age things, you can kind of see some things changing. But let me just say this, too, about voting. That brother, Gary Chambers, down in Louisiana, solid brother, good brother. He's running. He kept telling people to get out there and vote. They didn't go vote. guess what? They got a whole Republican administration down there in Louisiana. And you know what they did this week? They put in a bill. People won't be eligible for parole. They're going to have to serve all their time.
Yeah, I heard
and
about that.
They're bringing back the death penalty in a bigger way.
Mm.
And they're making these tough on crime ideas to where, you know, smaller crimes that back in the day maybe you got 2 or 3 years for, they're going to try to give you, you know, the mandatory minimums on that. And who the hell y'all think they're going to be targeting? So
black folk.
Yeah, we yeah. got to show, you know, we got to show up in these situations, man. We think this stuff don't matter, but it actually do, especially locally, even more than the presidential election.
Right. You know, you bring up a good point, and that is going to, I'm going to have my team to research that because, you know, I did see that just as well. And that's why we keep saying it's very important that we get out and vote. You know, we pray, we do all of Christian stuff that we supposed to do, but we ain't going to the polls, you know what I'm saying, and to make the difference.
The city council election, man. The city council is important because it's the county, like Fort Worth, Plano.
Yeah.
You know, different
we got to vote. Yeah, we got a loud voice to be heard. You know, I'm in the Dallas Independent School District, and, you know, they actually voted out of that. They voted out at our school, right? Our school was one of the polls. And what was interesting, you know, it's in a, you know, uphill on school, you know, neighborhood that I'm in, and it's a lot of black people over there, and it's a lot of black kids go to this particular school. But man, when I tell you, I probably can count the black people that showed up to vote. It was unbelievable. You know, they started voting all day long. They was coming in to vote, but after what 4:15, you know, they were storming in. They were storming in that school left and right. And I think I counted 2 black people out of all those that came out to vote. And the voting, the polls stayed open to 7:30 over at our school. And I was saying to myself, wow, with all of these black people in this particular neighborhood and go to this school, I think I counted 2. So it kind of made me wonder, you know, in the general election, are they going to sit on the couch and they're not going to vote? Because they show up now. Well, I will say they show up for the PTA meetings, you know what I'm saying? They're involved in the community over there. But I was surprised that I didn't see many of them walk through the door. Why you think that is?
Man, there's a million different answers on that, man. People start to become a little bit apathetic when they see, you know, change not happening, or they see raggedy people in there doing raggedy stuff against them. And you can lose, you know, enthusiasm to voters by not producing as politicians. So, you know, there's more things to criticize politicians about as well. But then you also got to look at when you're in these states, because I'm in Georgia. You also got to look at how they did the districting and how things changed. Because I'm going to tell you right now, man, there was one year where this was during Bush terms, where when Bush came in that next year, my voting precinct was about 5 miles away from where I lived. And before, it used to be right down the block. So, you know, they play these games, man, where they shut down polling places, only give you a couple. You know, make it to where it's as inconvenient as possible, and then they wonder why the turnout is so low. So, you know, there's a lot to it.
You good point, good point. Oh, you over in Georgia, huh? What part of Georgia you in?
Oh, I'm in Atlanta.
You in Atlanta? Oh, over in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, man, we Peacock Proud and Hyena happy that you called in on tonight.
Yeah, brother, very intelligent. I like the way he talked about the media and Instagram being owned by the same people. Facebook, they are owned by the same person now. And they're selling the information, man. You know, they're sharing it some type of way.
Yeah.
For real. We know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you get on there, you looked at that shirt online, all of a sudden you got that shirt on your phone. Yeah, that ain't no accident. They did that. But
yeah.
Y'all know how it go, man. Y'all have been
Yeah, for sure. Well, man, I tell you, you know, it's just amazing. It's amazing
because the other morning we're down here in Texas. We're broadcasting down in the Texas area, Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And man, right. I tell you, you would have stopped. You would for that 10 minutes or 15 minutes that they didn't have TikTok and Instagram or Instagram and Facebook. You know,
huh? About that. I ain't even heard about that. I went right through it, but I don't know.
Because it was so quick. It was out for like 15 minutes here in Texas. How long was it out there in Georgia, my man?
Now, I mean, people was complaining. I'm guessing only, like you said, maybe an hour, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, mm-hmm. something like that. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's like your homeboy who can't stand outside and talk without getting that Newport in his hand, man. It's social media, you know.
It's addictive, ain't it?
Addiction to it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's tough, man.
Yeah, boy. But it's the way of the world. You know what I'm saying? We was kind of talking about that earlier, how we, you know, when we grew up, I'm 62 years old, and I can remember, man, I remember when we had pay phones. I don't even believe there's a pay phone anywhere. You know, I can remember growing up, we had one line, and then they converted to what they call waiting. But most of the time they had, when we grew up, it was one line. If someone called, the line was busy, and you had to wait or call an operator to get interrupted. Or then we graduated, went to the beeper, somebody beep you. We didn't even have area codes at that time. And you went to the payphone. You know, these young people wouldn't survive if they can't have their device in their hand, like you saying, a Newport. I don't know what they would do. You know, because, man, it's like, you know, if they ain't on social media, and I ask both of y'all guys this question. This is what I'm want to understand. Help me understand, how do you talk on social media to people that you really don't know, like, you know them? I mean, your whole conversation, you know, is on Facebook and Instagram. Just like me and you guys sitting around the domino table talking tonight, I see conversations like, do these people really know each other? And come to find out, they don't even know each other. What do you guys think about that? Did I lose you?
So I wanted the brother to go first because I'm of the age where I'm aged out of it. Like, I'm a man of a certain age. So, you know what I mean? I do my little social media, but it ain't like the young folks. Like, they on there back and forth. But you got to remember, they grew up with it. So all of their high school classmates that they went to school with are on there. So you got that group. Then they got the friends who they met online who they've been talking with for years. And then, like you said, they got the people they don't know they just talking about a topic with. So they got all that track social media, which is different from us. Right. That's different from us older folks. We just get on there and look up what we're looking at and keep it moving.
Right.
But, man, they got whole, you know, communities on there.
Right.
Right.
Man, I tell you, you'd be surprised nowadays. I mean, and of course, like I say, I'm in the school system, and one of the things that concerns me, I mean, because we're raising our kids up on tablets now, you know, to get them to really sit down and write something is just unbelievable, but they can work these tablets just like, these devices, like they do everything on them, you know what I'm saying? And it's like if the tablets went out, if all of that just went away for a day, what would the world look like if all of social media or all of these devices just went out for one day? You know, did Barack put a movie out or something like that? Do any one of you guys know about that movie Barack put out, kind of somewhat dealing with that? Barack and Michelle Obama?
I never watched it. It's on something.
Yeah, I got to find the name of that movie. It's talking about when social media go down, and it's an interesting movie. It's almost like they were trying to tell us something in that movie.
Right.
You know, without having social media. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going to find that movie and look it up. I want you guys to go check it out. But the phone lines are lit up to the rest of you guys, just girls, ladies and gentlemen that are sitting on the phone lines. If you want to join this conversation, we just what we do. We just want to come and sit around the domino table and have dialogue, talk about, you know, the times that we're living in, there's things that we're seeing in the news that's very important. We know we got this election coming up. It's very important. We want to provoke and prevail you guys to get out and vote. We was talking about, because this is Woman History Month, we was talking about Jasmine Crockett. She's the congresswoman that took over for Eddie Bernice Johnson down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. But she's representing the Texas 30th District over there in Washington, D.C. And, man, I tell you, this little sister here, she's on fire. We're saluting her, you know. And, listen, you need to know your congresswoman. You need to know your senators. We need to make sure this election here, because even at the end of the day, you know, we can put whoever we want in the White House, but it's that Congress that we need to worry about. Right, fella?
Right.
Hell yeah.
You know, because they fought Barack on everything. And Biden, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, man, listen, guys, we're going to take a break. But by the way, Mandy's here. Mandy's just sitting over here. She's just sitting over here eating it up. Say hello to my co-host, Mandy. She's in the building, fellas.
Good evening.
she just sitting back relaxing tonight. We got some fellas around the domino table.
Yes.
She done got quiet.
Good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, I'm just enjoying the conversation.
Yeah. You know, I was asking you, man, did you hear about the State of the Black Man that we did at Roosevelt?
No, I didn't hear about that, sir.
OG Keo Gamble.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, he mentioned the State of the Black Man.
Okay.
You know, done a big thing. Royce West was there.
Oh, I think I did hear about that. Now that you mention Royce West. Royce West is, ladies and gentlemen, one of our senators here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Mm-hmm.
They showed it on the news, too, you know. I'd love to have that brother on here talk about the State of the Black Man, for real.
I have to reach out to Mr. Royce West. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think
when was that, Gerald? When was that? That just passed? I missed that.
It was like 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it was over at Roosevelt High School?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you that's listening on the network, Roosevelt High School down in the Dallas-Fort. I think, do y'all have a Roosevelt up there in Georgia up there, my man?
Yeah, that's a good call. Oh, yeah. Roosevelt University in America, boy.
Yeah. That one. Oh, everybody got a Roosevelt in the Martin Luther King Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, as you mentioned that, Mr. Sheard, I do remember them talking about it was coming up. I just missed the date, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I stopped by for about an hour, 2 hours, maybe a couple of hours.
How was the turnout over there?
It was really good.
Yeah. Can you share with our listeners kind of some of the conversation? What were they talking about out there?
Well, the topic is the State of the Black Man, you know, and which is a good topic, right? Because you have to, you know, the Bible said charity starts at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
To me, you know, as a message, it means, you know, help your family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Charity starts at home. But he was just trying to get on the point of we got a lot of work to do as black men.
For sure, that.
You know,
that's for sure.
I mean, all over the world, Georgia, you know, wherever we at, you know, until we come up with some solutions to solve the difference, you know, between, especially for the black man, you know, the young man, even,
mm-hmm.
that's coming out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to create some programs that'll help these brothers and I. Me and the guys are working on a lot of stuff, man. I got some good friends, John and Pajay. We had a great meeting the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I posted on Facebook Live, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe, for a few minutes. And we're talking about helping veterans and helping unhoused as well, right?
Okay.
And that's part of the problem, you know, for the black community. So many of us unhoused in the community.
Mm.
And we just, you know, we got to look at it. And
well, I supposed to be hooking up with you. Man, you're supposed to get together because I know you guys are doing a lot of great things, and I think it's very important that, you know, all this work, because, you know, we all here to serve, right, in some right. capacity, and that the great things that you guys are doing, you know, we want to make sure we get the word out, because for some particular reason, you know, when we come to media, and by the way, this is a black-owned network. You know, we're on two black-owned networks tonight. We're on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com to you guys that's listening over there on the other side, and then on We Talk Radio Network. You know, we want to make sure we get the word out, Mr. G. Shed. Give me your name again, sir, the first caller. Give me your name again.
Oh, Nas, N-A-J.
Nas, we want to get the word out what's going on up there in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I know... You know, we know it's a lot of great things going on up there just as well. And
up there in Atlanta, man, we're going to catch up with them guys up there in a minute. We're going to catch up with y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm too scared to mention it, Nas.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure, man. And that sounds like good work that y'all doing down there. And it's similar to here, man. People are doing the most for the least, for the most vulnerable, because that's who actually matters. And that's the black tradition, if we're being honest about it. That's what's always been done. So, you know, people just keeping up that legacy, man. Because like you said, the housing issue, the food insecurity issue, just the labor issue in general. When folks tell people, hey, all you got to do is do this, that, and the third, and then they do this, that, and the third, and the reward is a regular job that's barely above minimum wage, and then people saying, okay, we gotta figure out a better benefit for people that do all the right things. So, you know, it's a lot going on because it's a class issue amongst black folks, too, because there's some black folks who are good to the point to where they ain't worried about none of the rest of them. And I don't know where they got that from. I don't know where they learned that from. But that
either.
Is not a black traditional
thinking. For sure.
But, yeah, we got a lot of work to do, like you said, man.
Well, with all the information that you guys get, you know, I'll be contacting you, G-Shed, and if I can stay in contact with you, Nas. But why? Because we as a people, we're here to serve each other. And we got to hit the streets running to make a difference. You know, we can get on the air and talk and say this and say that. But, you know, we got to be hands-on, more hands-on with what's going on, more knowledgeable with what's going on. And this information station right here, we'll put it out there. You know, what do we need to do to even, you know, excite these young people to get out and vote? You know,
it ain't all about voting either, man, you know, because the president going to be the president regardless, right? Like, back to saying, picking the best of the two evils, it's about getting focused on us as a people. Like you said, this is one of the only black-owned networks in the business. You know, and Mr. Allen them is making great moves, him and Tyler Perry them, you know, up there in Atlanta. And I salute those guys, man. You know what I'm saying? I just don't have no voice, but, you know, we in the world going to wake up, my man. You know what I'm saying? We just going to keep on.
You'll have a voice on here as long as E-Man got a show, because this is our endeavor to, you know, be in the radio for 35 years. This is our endeavor to, and, you know, what's funny down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you know, our urban stations, we don't have but one. You know what I'm saying? Well, two.
Right.
But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, for some particular reason, I'm quite sure it's happening in Atlanta just as well, but probably not as much in Atlanta. You know, when we start this kind of conversation, you know, they try to find a way to get you off there. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's all about the information that you're putting out. But as long as E-Man got a show, we are about the community. In our community, where people look like me and you. No shade to nobody else, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm for all men, but for people that look like me and you, you know what I'm saying? Go right ahead.
understand everybody. You know, everybody go through the same things. You know, everybody know what the African-American has done been through. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to talk about it. So we got to talk about it. Like, it's like the school, right? School is so much like a job. One of my books, E-Man, is Our Teachers and Our Children, as you know, right?
Right, right, right.
But I'm going to do a part two to it. You know, school is just too much like job. They don't have the wood shop. Them brothers ain't learning nothing no more. They just have electrical in the school.
No kind of trade, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do trades in the school. You could do electrical, almost carpentry and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's very important, too, you know, having some type of trade. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's been 50 years.
Yes, sir.
You know, they took everything out to school, and it's up to us to give it back, put it back. It's just like, say, if we want to build our own housing community, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could we just go in and do it? I got people, we got people who's ready to build communities right now.
Mm.
But we don't have the manpower to do it like we want to do it.
What are you guys looking for? What are you guys looking for?
Well, we're geared towards making the community whole. You know what I'm saying? And the only way to do that, then we're going to be training them house. That's what we're looking at, right? And any
when
other
say,
young man
going
to do on the job
said,
training.
When you say we, why don't you tell our listeners what we are you talk? What organization are you with so they can kind of get an idea of what you're sharing? Well, what's your organization again?
With Mr. Johnny Pajay with Go Green, right?
Okay.
And I think his website is Go G Green, something like that.
Okay.
And I'm also with Pastor Raphael at the Winter Assembly Christian Church, and we have the Hillside Dallas Foundation. Because we're focusing on one community at a time. I'm in the South Dallas community over here in
Dallas,
right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm around all the people. I'm right here, right at downtown, man. You know what I'm saying? So, and I know people that know some of everybody, right? You know, I know Ross West personally, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big deal.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about our senator out here. And the way we'll handle that, Mr. Sheed, I'll get with you. And we'll get all that accurate information so we can report it or we can share with our listeners. Because, you know, the brother in Atlanta, he probably had no clue. He know what you're talking about, but yeah, I don't know if he's been down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. But those that are down in Dallas, you know, we want to know about the organizations that's out there with boots on the ground. You know what I'm saying? You know, boots on the ground and doing the doggone thing and just not talking the talk is walking the walk. And we need people to look just like us because, you know, a few years ago we was talking about diversity, equity, exclusion. We've been invited to the boardroom. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just that once we get in the boardroom, we could sit down at the table, but, you know, we never ask to dance because they don't want us to make the decisions. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to introduce you to Keo Gamma, right?
Okay.
One of my OG friends, you know, with y'all. Some of y'all may know Bishop Omar Jawar. He's known in Atlanta everywhere.
Yeah, he's passed on now, right?
Right. That's the one I passed and covered a few years ago.
Yes.
I lead mentor.
Okay.
Now that's Anton Lucky, right? Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. He's here in Dallas. He do a lot, man. Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? We can have him on the show. You know, it'll draw a lot of people to the show. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm looking at the E-Man After Show. I know the network that these guys have.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
they're going to have
Well, man, we're going to have to hook up with you.
I got to run, but I just want to add.
Go right here, sir.
BlackLives.org. That's another website. You go to that website, you put in your information, and they tie you into black orgs based on your zip code. So you'll sign up for that thing and not know that a group was two blocks away from you and then find out that they're doing something that you might, you know, be interested in. And, you know, and the work that that brother is talking about, that's what matters, man. That's the fulfilling stuff in life. That's the thing that's going to actually change things. But remember one thing. If you was to sit down and say, okay, how do you eat a whale? Well, you don't eat the whole whale at one time. You eat it piece by piece. So you can't jump into this thing and think you're going to change the whole world in the next week or the next month or the next year. You do what you can, and you keep it moving, and you live your life with you and your family and everything else. I have seen a lot of people throw their whole lives into stuff haphazardly to the point to where, you know, they become bitter and resentful of the people they were supposed to be helping because they don't see enough change quickly. And the reality of it is, man, you're only going to be able to do so much as a human. So you got to respect that and just do what you can. And those folks who you helped, man, you're going to see it in their faces. You're going to see it on your journey. So, you know, that's what it is. So salute to y'all for this show. Especially a black-owned show in this day and age. But, man.
Well, man, I appreciate you for calling in tonight. And, man, up there in Atlanta, you stay on the wall up there, soldier. You know, stay bold and courageous and keep doing. We salute everything that you got going on up there. But, you know, I'd like to stay in contact with you. You know, you can always call here at this station and get my information. And I just like to stay in contact with you. You can call any Sunday night, man. This is what we do. We just kind of form this show of coming around the domino table for information just as well. We put out the topics to kind of, you know, start the conversation, but we walk away with finding out a whole lot of stuff that we can do to, you know, help our community. Because I'm all about social liberation. I'm all about social liberation, gentlemen.
Please tune in next week, man. We had the week. I'm with the man after show for real. We're going to get it popping, man.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sir, we ain't going to hold you. I'm not going to hold you. I know you say you got to go, but, man, I appreciate you calling in and hanging out with me tonight, but I would like to, you know, catch up with you if I can.
All right, will do, man. Appreciate
all
you
right,
for
sir.
Letting me on, and I'll hit you up next Sunday.
All right, boss. Yeah, call in because we had an owner of We Talk Radio Network. This is Woman History Month, and this network has been around for 14 years. We're celebrating 14 years over here. And she'll be telling us all the stuff that you guys are talking about. We're doing it over here on this station. And so I definitely would love for you to call in and meet the owner on next Sunday night, sir. All right, boss. You have a good one. Good night, sir.
All right, Najee. Man, it's women month. Oh, my God. That's big.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Women History Month, brother. Yes, salute to all our women out there. Yes, sir.
You know, women are God's greatest and most beautiful creation, man. I wrote this poem called God's Greatest and Most Beautiful Creation, but I misplaced a lot of words, you know. But it was a beautiful poem. You know, it had to be God's Greatest and Most Beautiful Creation.
Uh-huh.
It was women, man, you know.
Well, you know, when God created everything, G.C., and he created everything, you know, and everything that God created, he said it was good. And when he created man, he said it was good, but a man needed a rib, right? So what did he do? He pulled woman out of the, which is that.
It wasn't good for man to be alone. Say,
hello. He wasn't lying, was he?
No, I say, you know what, man? I be thinking, boy, if it was up a dude here, man. It's too much. Look here, we'd be like, I'll take the giant and do the back in David days, right? But
yeah,
now, man, we thank God for women, though, man. Happy Women's Month, man. And every day is Mother's Day.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Women's Day
mm-hmm.
as well.
Right. Yeah, well, we're saluting women and all month long. And the owner, she's a black woman, and she, you know, she's... we'll be interviewing her. This is the first time I'll be interviewing her on the Evening After Show. We talk to her every day, just about. Well, we talk to her all the time, but she started this network in 2010, and this network will be actually in a few months coming up. We'll be celebrating 15 years. She's been on the wall. She got a lot of great organization, Heels on the Move, you know, It's a lot of great things that this network is doing. Miss Kia Davis. Kia Davis from Fort Worth, Texas.
We really appreciate her, man. Black women have made so many stars. You see that? I ain't listened to the song yet too much, right? But Beyonce done the country and western song, right? Man. Just the talented black women, man. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we salute our sisters, we salute our mothers, because the women are doing the doggone thing, but we're living in that time now where women are coming into the forefront, and God know what he's doing, because, you know, God know the end of it from the beginning to the end. You know, he knows everything, and at the end of the day, it's just amazing to see how, I mean, we just came out of Black History Month. And women in their own right, they are making history, you know. They're writing history as we speak, you know. And we're saluting them. This is why I was talking about Congressman Crockett. When you do remember Ida B. Johnson, right? I know you know Ida B. Johnson, right?
Man, I love Miss Ida B. Johnson. Yes, sir.
Me and Mandy was down at the, what were we at last night? We was at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters on last night. And
King, that's who run that.
Yeah, Mr. Curtis King run that over there. But we was down there eating with, Gay Arbuckle last night. But me and Mandy, my wife, we had an opportunity as we was down in there. They got all this order. They have all the, where you're able to go walk around and check out all the art and the pictures and stuff like that. And they had Ida B. Johnson. They had her whole story. They had, you know, her, you know, from starting to, you know, when she first started out as a congresswoman, you know, Utama was just awesome and beautiful to see people that look like me and you, all the accomplishments that they have done, and all the women that they had around that little marquee, around that little area right there, as we was just strolling down through the Black Academy down there. Ida B. Johnson, she stood out, and I was like, man, she made Texas proud up there in Washington. And her little protege,
she was beautiful woman too, man. She was beautiful, man.
And man, I tell you, I was saying, and her little protege that put on her shoes, you know, because they always say, you know, can you feel these shoes? Boy, look at her. This little sister here, she's a bad boy to scooter.
We need to get her on the show, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to our office. I want to reach out to our office because, you know, she's in the 30th district down here in Texas, and she represents us well, and they're doing a campaign. You know, they're doing a campaign, and I think I spoke with Robert and Ashley, and all of them guys are, you know, they doing some stuff over there with her, and I'm going to have to reach out to her office and see, can we get over here on the E-Man After Show? It would be an honor to have her over here just as well. Well, hey, man, we got 1 minute. Hold that thought, G-Shed, because we got another segment to do. When we come out of this segment, it's called Encouragement for the Soul. But ladies and gentlemen, you know what amazes me, Mandy? What amazes me, people sit on the phone and listen to us talk like they. I'm looking at the phone lines. The phone lines are lit up. If you guys, it's like, okay, I'm just going to sit there and let them talk.
Right.
You know, if you guys are sitting on the phone lines, if you want to be a part of the live conversation, we know where we are. This is what we do. We get lost in dialogue and we get to sharing, and you're able to share and give your opinion just as well.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to feel shy. You can hit option 1. You know, there is not a wrong or right answer. These guys are giving their opinion. I want to thank these guys. I want to thank Nas for calling in.
Nas
for calling in from Atlanta, Georgia. I see a lot of those numbers. We never know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just sit there on the phone lines. And tonight we've been talking about social media outage, and we've been talking about Farrakhan, and
yes,
they gave their opinion about that, and you guys can give your opinion. You know, at the end of the day, this is what I say. You people are sitting and they are listening, and they, you know, this is what we want to do. We want to begin to engage in conversations. It ain't just not for men. I know it's some women on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you women on the line, you definitely can hit option one. We would definitely bring you in, you know.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if the conversation turn or go another way, because this is the information station over here on We Talk Radio Network. But we got a segment that we do at 10:35 just as well as 9:35. It's called Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. We want you guys to check this out, and we'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul.
Thank you for joining me for the Encouragement for Your Soul segment. Tonight, there may be someone out there who's feeling alone, feeling like they have no friend in the world, because everybody they have come in contact with or become friendly with are no longer their friend, because they've done something to them, or the friend that they thought that they had may have felt that you have wronged them in some kind of way. But did you know we have a friend in Jesus? And Jesus would never leave nor forsake us. When we look at this world we live in today, this world is a social media world we live in. We have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have Instagram, we have TikTok. We have so many ways of communicating with people, and we either follow them or we retweet something they say and we send out a friend request. But if you make a comment or you say something that somebody don't like, they're quick to unfriend, unfollow, or just delete you completely for some unknown reason. But in Proverbs 17:17, it states, a friend loves in all times. In that short scripture, it shows what a friend we have in Jesus. Because we have a friend that has not lied to us, that has not disappointed us, that has not turned away from us, that has not cheated on us, that has not sinned, stolen from us, or deceived us. And he hasn't done a whole bunch of other things that we have done to him. But not one time has he ever unfriended, deleted, or unfollowed us. Jesus died on the cross for your sins and mine. So if there's anyone out there tonight who's feeling like someone is not their friend, you always have a friend in God. Always have a friend in God. But he will always confirm you as a friend. And he will always accept your request. So tonight, if you're feeling low, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling you have no friend, you have a friend in Jesus. Because as I said, he will never leave, nor will he forsake you. So be glad that Jesus didn't unfriend, unfollow, or delete you, even though we have done so many things that he could have done those things to us, meaning unfollowed, unfriend, and deleted us, but he didn't. And right now, he's showing you favor because he loves you. So be encouraged that Jesus is a friend and a friend indeed. Amen. And you've heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
All
years until the day that my producer happened to thumb through the pages of my notebook. He came across the words and he said, we gotta do something with these words. It's happening every day and people wanna hear about it, Betty. You see, it's the story of a young girl making love for the very first time. Now, when I finally got a melody, I took it home and I played it for my mother. I got to tell you a little bit about my mother. You see, I come from one of those pretty large families, and I'm the baby of the family. And you know, you never grow up to your mother. I'll never forget the way she looked at me when I played it for her. She said, I like the music. You know, baby, the melody is really nice, but I know you're not going to sing that song. To do this for me, if you will. Everybody, think back to your very first time. Mm-hmm.
beautiful people. This is Coretta Bell, and you are tuned in to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? Over 10 years later, we are still going strong. Celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We are back in the building, sitting around the domino table on tonight. Man, you're just sitting over there chilling like a bug, eating
right.
It up tonight.
I am.
We have these fellas that come in around the domino table. We want to appreciate you guys. These guys, they call in, they sit, and they listen to the show. And, we want you to hit option one and come on in. And we put a couple of topics out there tonight. It was really open mic night tonight. We wanted to talk about whatever you want to talk about. But, you know, because I've been following the wire all week long, I wanted to talk a little bit about what's in the news,
mm-hmm.
What's been going on and what's been going on. We had an outage a couple of days ago, Super Tuesday, you know, a social media outage happened. And then we had Minister Louis Farrakhan. He made a statement about Donald Trump. And I just thought I would do some bullet points, man. I just thought I would, do some getting people intrigued to have a conversation.
All right.
And I want to thank these brothers, a brother from Atlanta. You know, he hit option one, and we got G Shit. He's standing by. He hit option one. Why? Because, you know, if we don't take care of our community, I don't know who will. And a lot of these brothers and sisters on the line, they got a lot of great information that we want to know about.
Right.
And so we want you to call in and give your opinions and share with us what you got going on. We can help you over here on the E-Man After Show, even if we just putting the word out, you know, for that information station and what's going on. And, you know, we ain't trying to tell you how to vote and who you should vote for, but you need to just pay attention to what's going on around the voting.
Right.
Mr. G. Shed, you still hanging out with us on tonight, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm still here, E-Man.
Yeah. Well, man, I appreciate you hanging out with me and Mandy on tonight. It's just a pleasure to, you know, I have to hook up with you. You know, we're on spring break this week, so I'm gonna give you a call this week, brother.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on spring break this week, man.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
I said you get a break with the kids, man. That's a good deal.
Yeah, man. And so we wanna catch up with you and meet you and see all the great things that you guys got. Cause I heard you say earlier you're over in the South Dallas area, and those that know anything about Dallas Fort Worth Metroplex, they know what South Dallas is. And y'all organization is boots on the ground over there, and we appreciate you hanging out with me tonight, man.
Yeah, you come over there. We starting out. You work for you. You work for you. I think it's You Work for You. We got a financial office on the end of our building, and we opening it up for You Work for You. It's something really. You come by, we're going to be open, so we open it Monday, so we should be open to get up here.
Oh, okay. Well, man, I'm going to reach out to you this weekend and see if we can make your acquaintance and catch up with you and see all the great things. And, you know, and like I say, we want to put the word out what's going on in our community, because it's very important that we need to know what we can do to help our community be better. Because we're living in some strange times, don't y'all think, man?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, I agree.
Yes, we're living in some times now, man. There's a lot of information out here, you know, with the with the Google and stuff, the technology, because I Google some of everything.
Right.
Some of everything. You can't miss me on the topic, I don't believe, too much.
That's a good thing. I miss, man. Mm-hmm. What did you say, G? You kind of cut in and out. I didn't hear you.
I was saying, you know, I'm just about, you know, something about, can talk about any topic, just like you guys. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I'm just looking forward to some great conversation.
Yeah, this is what this show was created for, you know, I had a vision where I wanted men, you know, to come sit around and, you know, we talk about all kind of issues that we men have, and we ain't excluding the sisters. We want them to, you know, because man has been here from day one. We want the sisters to come around the domino table just as well, you know, because they voices need to be heard in their opinions. And what I wanted to do, which is playing out now, because timing is everything, you know, and it takes time to build these kind of shows, you know what I'm saying? Because some people have in their mind the way they think it should go and the way they want it to go. That wasn't what I was trying to do. I was trying to create a show for our people. And some people might feel like that's, you know, a little orthodox. But at the end of the day, we got to represent our people. And being on this network, I wanted us men, Mr. Shedd, because we in the African-American community as men, you know, one of the conversations with the woman, we don't express ourselves enough. We don't communicate. How do we communicate? And so I thought if we can get men to sit around the domino table and talk about men issues, the thing that we deal with, the things that goes on in our lives, and be authentic about the things that I'm talking about, even to the point where you get horny as hell and you ain't get none. You understand what I'm saying? And so that may. You know, you got to be mature to listen to the E-Man After Show. This is not, if you one of them type people that if I say horny as hell, you clam up, that says to me, you know, your maturity level is somewhere. Why? Because you got men out there frustrated. You got men out there working hard. You got men out there, you know, don't have no outlet to relieve stress. You know, you're getting beat down in the streets. You're getting beat down at the job. Then you go home, you're catching hell. You know, this outlet is for you to come around. And our sisters, too. We got our sisters. They're wearing, you know, they frying the bacon. They going out to chase the bacon. The hell, they horn is hell, too. They ain't got no outlet. You know, they running the church every night of the week. And they doing all the stuff. But when we talk about practical and real stuff, because I'm a real dude, you know what I'm saying? I want to talk about it from a spiritual standpoint. I want to have conversations from a natural standpoint. I wanted this platform to be a safe place where you could come and express how you feel and somebody can, you know, really, really at the end of the day, you know, how would you see it? Really at the end of the day, you take a brother like you have come on tonight. You come on, you make it share something with them that going to help them out. You understand what I'm saying? It's going to allow them to walk away understanding. Hey, man, we got some work over for you to do. You know, this is what we're doing over in our organization. You know, you need some therapy. You need somebody to really sit down and talk to and open up with. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is what the show is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very inspiring because, it's a topic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm an unapologetic, actually. You know what I'm saying? We ain't saying
right.
Nothing we ain't supposed to say. You know, we ain't talking about nothing we ain't supposed to talk about, you know.
For sure.
And I'm bringing you back to the topic of Women's Month, man. They done made that up, but that's good.
They done made that up this year.
Yeah, they
well, you
know,
we got a national day for everything now, you know. I think this past Friday was National Women's Day this past Friday.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, women are so amazing, man. You know, my mom is an amazing woman. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I happen to be a gentleman and a scholar, kind of, right?
You know, yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, if you don't know, you can't utilize it, right?
Right.
Ask the
right.
Calendar, so.
Yeah. Well, man, I appreciate you tonight. We got about, like, what, 2 minutes before this show, Ian. Man, I really appreciate you hanging out. Like I said, once again, come back next Sunday night, Mr. G. Shed. We have the owner. We'll be interviewing the owner on next Sunday night. Every show has this. It takes off and has this way once the show gets started,
David,
you know.
Man.
Yeah, we have Miss David.
I'll be waiting on that. And then
yes,
I would get the head up. I was about 15 minutes late a while ago. I was down there doing something. I'm going to go back to school, man.
Okay.
But we'll talk about that later.
All right. Well, man, you have a blessed, productive week. We got to get ready to end the show. The time took us. The time is counting us down. But I appreciate you hanging out around the domino table tonight, sir.
Okay. Love you guys and love everyone who tuned in. Love you guys, man. I promise.
All right.
Yes.
Well, man, have a blessed and productive week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week.
Good night to you.
All right. All right.
Good night.
Well, ladies and gentlemen on the phone lines, listening to the E-Man After Show, that's listening to the network tonight, this has been a great show. It's been a great dialogue, man, a great conversation with the fellows around the domino table. Want to appreciate you guys logging in over there on Southern Soul, logging in on We Talk Radio Network. Come back tomorrow night. We have the Kia D Unplugged show on tomorrow night.
Right.
Kia D is back on the mic. We want to appreciate Ms. Kia Davis. You know, she'll be here on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Listen, guys, we know we done lost the hour. It's 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
You want to log in and listen to the Kia D Unplugged show. It's going to be a great show on tomorrow night. We want to appreciate you guys that join the E-Man After Show each and every Sunday night. But the time ticker is counting us down. We want to thank all you that have logged in on tonight. Thank the guys for the conversation on tonight. But I got an E-Man thought that I want to give you guys before we get up out of here tonight. And so we're going to leave you guys with this thought on tonight. My E-Man thought is simply just this. In every crisis comes a time of decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple.
Yes.
Let me repeat that. In every crisis comes a time of decision. You guys punt on that. Come back next Sunday night. It's Women History Month. We'll be talking to Ms. Kia Davis. We'll be excited to have her on next Sunday night. And to then, Mandy, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, good night.
Good night, everybody. Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.